Well, 2,600 plus at Top Taggart Field. Feeling pretty good about their football team tonight. The Ferris State Bulldogs beat the Tiffin University Dragons by a final score of 52-28. At halftime, the Bulldogs led at 21-18. As we take a look at second half scoring, at 9:22 to go in the third, Tiffin tied it up at 21 on a Rutkowski 25-yard field goal that capped off a 9-play, 18-yard drive. That was set up by a Ferris State fumble, but the Bulldog defense limited them to just a field goal after keeping the drive alive with a couple of penalties. So we're square at 21. The Bulldogs answer less than 2 minutes later. Chris Wilson on the receiving end of a 25-yard touchdown pass from Tom Schneider. The Kaplan Porter point after was good to make it 28-21. That was a 4-play, 81-yard drive for the Bulldogs as they answered quickly after the game had been tied. Then the Bulldogs on the first play of the fourth quarter find points again. This time it's Porter with the field goal, a 35-yarder capping off an 11-play, 62-yard drive that took over 5 minutes. That made it a 10-point lead for the Dogs, 31-21. However, it was Ferris State's Leon Curry looking to add to that lead with 11:47 to go in the fourth. Curry caps off a 63-yard drive, just 4 plays. Leon goes 7 yards for pay dirt. The Porter kick is good, and the Bulldogs suddenly have a 17-point lead, 38-21. Then, finally, after those 17 unanswered points, Tiffin answers. Bryce Wilder on the receiving end of a 2-yard pass from Jason Young. The point after was good, and it's a 10-point lead for the Dogs, 38-28. But after that, it was all Ferris State. Aaron Ullman, an 8-yard pass from Tom Schneider for a touchdown. The Porter kick is good. The Bulldogs lead at 45-28. That was a 3-play, 20-yard drive. That was set up by a great return on a short kickoff by Leon Curry. And then with 2:44 to go, with Michael Boudet directing the offense, Elijah Johnson scampers in from 2 yards out. The Porter kick was good. That made it 52-28. That's the final score. The Bulldogs are now 3-1 on the season and 3-0 in Great Lakes Conference play. And Sandy, through the first half, this Tiffin team gave the Bulldogs all they wanted and more. In fact, they missed some opportunities. Certainly could have been Tiffin heading into the locker room with the lead, but a late first half touchdown for the Bulldogs and then really some dominant play in the second half. Ferris State really able to show themselves as the better team here tonight.
Yeah, I think they really did. And I think this is a little bit of what we saw last week against Ohio Dominican, those that were able to see that game, and where you end up playing a team that was probably better than they looked in terms of record on paper. And I thought Tiffin really came to play in this game. They came in right off the bat, and they score. They get on the scoreboard with a nice drive, and they finish it. Don't quite get the PAT to not able to convert that. But they were game for about a half and about almost three-quarters of the game. They really gave the Bulldogs all they wanted and then some, but I think, like you said, in the end, I think the superior team really started to put some things together, got the running game going a little bit. I mean, I like seeing Skylar Stoker over 100 yards rushing. I really think that's a positive. Tommy Schneider with 76 yards rushing, but then Tommy Schneider also with 4 touchdown passes. So I think really some positive numbers right there for the Bulldogs, and really shows an all-around offensive effort that was able to get 52 points on the scoreboard. And I think the defense played better than 28 points shows for Tiffin. So I think things are looking good, but still room for improvement going into against the Lake Erie team that's coming off of a tough loss to Hillsdale, one of the best teams in the nation. So Lake Erie certainly will have some confidence playing at home in Painesville, Ohio, on homecoming.
Well, I tell you, running the football, wow, what a difference. Grinding out yards on the ground made for this Bulldog team in the second half. First off, Ferris's defense limited Tiffin to 6 yards on the ground in the second half. 6 yards. They finished the game with 74 rushing yards. Ferris has limited teams. Well, now it is a 71-yard average on the ground against Ferris this season. Tremendous turnaround in run defense for the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs pile up 337 yards on the ground in this game. Huge disparity in time of possession in that first half. That evens up by the end of the second half. Stoker, 106 yards. Schneider, 76 yards. Leon Curry, 53 yards. Tyler Thomas, 46 yards. Great win for the Bulldogs. Partner, I know you got to bust away and get some comments from players and coaches here in the post-game press conference. Thank you, my friend. Another great win for the Dogs. Now it's up to you and Rob to bring another one home from Lake Erie next week.
Well, we're going to do our part, and hopefully they can keep this momentum that they got going this weekend and take it into next weekend.
All right. Thank you, Sandy. We'll keep it right here as we finish recapping the stats in this game. Mentioned the running totals for the various Bulldogs there. Ferris State, 142 22 yards through the air. Tom Schneider, 13 of 16 with four touchdown passes. Chris Wilson with a couple, Aaron Ullman with one, and Kevin Graham all with touchdown catches in this game. Wilson with four catches in total. He's the Bulldogs' leading receiver. Ferris State racks up 479 yards of total offense. The 52 points, the biggest output since 2005 by the Ferris State offense. Tiffin finishes with 300 yards in total offense. They weren't able to do much in the second half as the Bulldogs really dominated. Jason Young goes 21 of 41 with one interception and four touchdown passes in the game. McKnight, the leading rusher, he finishes with 46 yards on 12 carries. Trey Williams finishes with eight catches and a touchdown for the Tiffin Dragons. For Tiffin, it doesn't get any easier. They drop to 1-3 overall and 0-3 in Great Lakes Conference play. Tiffin returns home next week to host Grand Valley. Meanwhile, the Bulldogs will go on the road next week to take on Lake Erie. First ever meeting between the two teams. Ferris State will look for a fourth straight win. I want to thank you for joining us tonight on our broadcast. Thank my partner, Sandy Golston. I want to thank Molly, our engineer back at the studio. And again, thank you for listening as the Bulldogs pick up a nice win at home, 52-28. I'll be back with you here at the Wheeler Pavilion in 2 weeks for homecoming when the Bulldogs host Findlay. The final score, Ferris State 52, Tiffin 28. This has been Bulldog Football on Y102.